any amendments?
Well, counsel, do you want to explain what is termed a possible amendment?
Oh, yes, a possible amendment means you can consider this if you want to. I've had calls from a couple of folks who say computer program may not be defined, and so this is in here if you want to add.
Page 3, line 34.
Yes. And it's based on the definition, which is now found in ORS 164-377. The object is to distinguish between the instructions to the machine that process the data and the data itself, and to provide that the instructions are not subject to public disclosure, but that the data, the original public records, and any manipulations of them that come out are still public records and subject to disclosure.
Well, I'd get this thing on the road here. I'm moving the table to Senate Bill 219. Call the roll.
No.
Aye.
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 Aye, that motion carries. Senate Bill 502. Not quite. Not quite. Senator Cohen, as I recall, this is one of your...
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure that that's... Well, I don't know. It came from the child support.
Well, okay, I don't sense...
There's a... They've come in for saying that they're doing objective standards. We had lots of discussion. We had some discussion, if you recall, on sub 4 with the state court administrator, you know, disseminating that information to all public officials. I don't know how important the bill is. I think the agencies have gone ahead with it.
Well, I don't
except
think
that I, you know, I'm looking at the testimony here. They endorse the concept. I'm not interested in huge amounts of advisory.
That's the way I feel. I mean, I don't see the need for it, but it's one of those things that I...
Mr. Swank's testimony was not all that supportive. It'll take a
long time. I don't have any problem if we just... You want me to move to table the bill, Mr.?
Yes. Senator Cohen moves to table Senate Bill 502. Call the roll, please.
Brennan? Aye.
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 Hill?
Aye.
Wyatt?
Aye. Aye, and that's so ordered. All right, last one on the agenda, if I've been keeping proper track, is 7:45. This is a bill which would permit the county commissioners to set a fee which would take care of the costs of the Sheriff's Department of serving, what would we call these, abuse prevention orders. Is that fairly accurate? And I certainly don't have any quarrel with the idea that I know there's an awful lot of wasted motion by the sheriff's office in trying to serve these things. They go out and make attempt after attempt after attempt, and it does cost money, and it costs manpower and woman power and so on and so forth. And this would allow the county to take, and these fees can't be paid by the apparently there's an exemption. Now, the petitioner isn't charged any fee to do this, so this is going to provide a fund. The petitioner is still exempt from paying the fee, but this is going to provide a fund, which is created, as I understand it, out of a $5 charge tacked on to the filing fee in divorce cases and other kinds of domestic relations matters. Is that about it?
$15 fee,
yeah. I mean.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator?
I think I'm opposed to the bill. We've got so many filing fees for all sorts of reasons, and we could charge a filing. I don't understand why a person who's being abused by a domestic violence issue needs to pay a fee, and someone who wants to file a service because they're having trouble with their landlord doesn't have to. I guess these things are really, these kinds of altercations, if you want to call them that, are something that I think we've got to get a better, I'd rather put the fee into some mandatory mediation, counseling, violence apprehension, or whatever else, then give it to the sheriff to file another piece of paper. So with the light of that in mind, Mr. Chairman, I'd move to table the bill, and I think.
Now, before I accept your motion, can I discuss it?
Yes, you may. I'm sorry. But I do feel
well,
strongly.
So that we understand, I mean, I don't like the idea of increasing these filing fees, and especially domestic relations cases, doesn't exactly appeal to me, but you understand now that this is not going to cause the petitioner to pay any money.
I understand.
I can say from personal knowledge that the problem in Lane County is perhaps worse than maybe there are other counties that are in a similar situation, but you know, we have a terrible problem in Lane County with the getting deputy sheriffs who can take care of all of the problems of crime and so forth in the rural part of the county, which means most of it. I'm sure maybe in Lincoln County it's, and I don't know about Washington County, but you know, we just don't have enough cops, we'll put it that way. And of course, we got these people employed by the sheriff, and they're running around serving these funny pieces of paper. And I suppose I'm just looking at it from the point of view of find some way to beef up the manpower, but
This is going to be added on. I see it would then collect a fee from each person filing a domestic relations suit sufficient to raise. Oh,
yes, Mr.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
We've
yes.
already tapped the marriage license and the and the divorce filing fee to about $60 a crack, I think.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, the proponent of this measure testified at our hearing last Thursday that he would suggest an amendment to the bill so that rather than collect these fees from persons who file domestic relations matters, that they be collected from people who want to file Abuse Prevention Act orders, and then that people who couldn't afford those would go through the same waiver process as anyone else.
Once they go through now, I take it.
They
go through that now. So what that amendment might do is simply say, unless you can get a waiver, you've got to pay the fee if you want this thing served. Now, does that make any difference to you, Senator Cohen?
No, it's worse. I think it costs the court more to process the waiver than it would do it. I mean, most of those people that we're dealing with here
don't have the 15 to begin with for the 5.
Spread it around and have it paid by defendants in products liability cases when they file their answer.
Why don't we, if we have enough punitive damages in the victim's violence fund, that's really where it ought to come from, frankly, if you want to talk about some tapping into. If you had a big enough fund there, that's where you'd go for something like this, because that's really what you're preventing here. You're preventing abuse and child abuse and murder. You know, a lot of our domestic, a lot of your homicides come from these kinds of cases.
This is a property tax insufficiency. Giving the sheriff some money that they haven't been able to get through levies or tax bases.
All right, Senator Cohen's motion is to table the bill. Call the roll, please.
Brenneman.
Aye.
Brockman.
Aye.
Brockman.
Aye.
Brockman.
Aye.
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 No, all right, that motion carries. And I would say Sheriff Burks, if you've got any ideas on how to resurrect this, you might let me know or talk to any of the committee members, maybe it can come off the table and be resurrected. I just give you that glimmer of hope. Thanks for being here. Okay, I guess that takes care of the agenda then, doesn't it? Unless you want to discuss Senate Bill 223, just for exercise. All right.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, Senator Hill.
I'm sorry. Mr. Chairman, could I ask you about, I missed the testimony for Senate Bill 219 that we just tabled. Was there some problem in talking about, I see some testimony in the file from Department of Higher Education.
The big problem.
Is, that's the big problem? Was there some danger there involved in them, of their records being, or trade-type things being discovered?
They didn't convince me there was, but...
Okay, never mind.
They did testify, however.
Mr. Chairman, that's all right. I just wanted to